Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in my lucky dip today comes from Christina, who says, I read your post, are you colour, contrast or value contrast dominant? And I was just wondering if you could be value contrast dominant, even though your ideal value contrast is only medium. I believe I am medium contrast and think my features are all neutrals. I do have green in my eyes, a little bit hazel, but if you don't look closely in daylight, they appear brown. My hair is neutral. I think my skin is neutral too. So in your category of equal colour and value contrast dominance, there are women with medium value contrast and one coloured feature. But what if you have a medium value contrast and neutral features? So the thing with contrast dominance, it's really what we notice first. Do we notice your value contrast or do we notice color contrast? And if we don't really notice either of them, then we are equal. So it's hard for me to tell without seeing you in particular, but so sometimes a lot of people are equal where one doesn't really, you know, shout over the other. But the thing is, being fairly neutral, that's still related to the colouring. Like, are you more about colour or are you more about value? So you might find that maybe, yes, your value contrast is dominant, even though you're only medium value contrast because you have a very low colour contrast. But sometimes even people with a very low value contrast can actually be value contrast dominant because that's what we notice about them. We may notice that low value contrast. So it is that sort of thing that maybe just look at some photos of yourself and see if there's something you notice first. And if there's nothing in particular, go, I'm equal. If there's something you notice, then go with that. So it's a little bit of a tricky question because you kind of have to look in the mirror and make a decision. But really, if you're equal, it just means you kind of can't ignore either things. It means for you, if you're low color contrast, don't wear too many, just one color at a time rather than multiple colors at a time. And the value contrast just means go with that medium value contrast rather than too low or too high. So really, that's kind of where I would be going with that. The next question today comes from Suzanne, who says, my biggest style challenge is getting out of the rut I'm in with my clothes. I feel like my clothes are boring, dull, and lack imagination and creativity. I find myself going to the same old stores, buying more of the same things because I know I don't know how to put together an outfit that feels like me, and that it's a special quality about it that takes it to the next level without feeling like it's over the top. I took your personal style quiz and my base personal style is classic, which I agree with, but I'm finding it incredibly boring lately. And while I do dress in colour, I've been draped as a bright spring, my outfits still feel a bit stale and lifeless. So colour is one way to add in some interest for an outfit. But when we think about our personal style and our personality influencing our style, we all have like maybe a core style that is like the base that's in everything we wear. So yours is classic, and classic is a more conservative, more, not boring, but plainer, more simple, more traditional sort of silhouette and look. Now, that can be the base, but what can happen? The reason we often get really bored with our style is we're not actually looking at the other personality style elements that are actually a part of us. So think about your style, and I talk about this as a style superhighway. We have like a seven-way highway, freeway, available motorway, whatever you want to call it, available to us. And each of the personality dressing styles is one of the lanes on that highway. Now, what happens is if we get stuck in one line, it's like we're stuck in the slow lane of life or the slow lane on the highway, and we're never going out of those lanes. Now, there are some lanes that just feel so much less comfortable for us. So, you know, maybe if you hate driving too fast, it's like going to the really fast lanes. You go, they're not really my lanes. But occasionally you need to overtake someone or you need to do something and you have to get into those lanes that are further away, but you may do it very quickly. So it could be something where you just bring in really small elements of those personality dressing styles into your style. So remember, we can have very small details that can add some interest to life, even if we have a core classic style. But what you want to do is look at, well, what's my kind of, I've got my core style, and then what are the other styles that also I am drawn to? And making sure that you're not just limiting yourself down to that core style, that you're still bringing elements of those other styles. So you're moving lanes, you know, to move more freely down that freeway. So it is important to know, like, am I classic with a little bit of feminine and maybe I have a touch of dramatic, or am I classic with some relaxed and some elegant chic? Am I classic with some dramatic and some creative? Like, this is the thing, is we could all have these different combinations, and what we want to bring in is, this is where it's bringing in those elements. Like, how do I make classic? So, you know, we think about classic just being quite plain. Then thinking about adding in some flavor. So if you were in the kitchen or it was a dish, you know, it's just even as simple as adding some salt and pepper might be enough. But sometimes we want to add some chili or something else. So thinking about what do I want to add in? What are the little elements? So it can just be a garnish. It can just be a little bit of something. And this is where accessories are so great, because they can really add a lot to an outfit, like a plain outfit. What's something that's really interesting to do? Just put on a really plain kind of classic outfit, and then get all the different accessories and maybe borrow some from a friend or something, to get things that are outside of what you own. And just notice how, by putting on even different styles of accessories, like something sparkly versus something made from, you know, natural matte materials, you know, doing different kind of scarves, like a silk scarf has a very different look to a cotton scarf, which has a different look to a wool scarf. So there's lots of different elements we can bring in. Do I add in a little bit of pattern somewhere? Do I add in some details and accessories somewhere? What am I going to add in that's going to make that core classic more interesting and actually make me feel less bored with my style? So it's not just about color. It's really about thinking about, how do I add more in? And this is something that I go to in depth in my outfit masterclass. So if you're feeling really lost on how to put outfits together, I would recommend you going and grabbing my outfit masterclass. Because what I give you in that is kind of how to think about each of these seven personality dressing styles, and then how to draw from them in a way that makes you feel comfortable. So that, you know, for me, what I need to add is, like, you know, I might wear a plain outfit, but I'll wear a statement necklace. And it might be fairly relaxed and comfortable. But I also know that I always have to add a bit of feminine in, that I can't just be purely relaxed. That is uncomfortable. And maybe some days I want to add some creative in. Some days it's a bit of dramatic, but I do dramatic maybe more in the color, or sometimes in the cut, sometimes in, you know, the accessories, but never all at the same time, or very rarely all at the same time. So that's how I feel comfortable. And this is what it is. It's working out what makes you comfortable, but still it's an expression of you and yourself. So do have a look at my outfit masterclass. I would recommend, because what that is a really in-depth way of figuring out for you what really makes you sing, how you can put your outfits together in a way that is really authentic to you, because that is something that we'll never feel comfortable if we're trying it on to be like somebody else. But knowing that you've got that core classic is great, but just getting stuck in that, like stuck in the slow lane on the freeway, that's not what we want either. We still need to be able to move freely through with all the dressing styles. Some will be lanes that will be closer to us, that will be more comfortable. Others will be a bit further away, but sometimes we just have the mood we want to go somewhere a bit further out, and it can just be really small details. It just doesn't have to be whole outfits. Often where we go really wrong is when we start bringing in too much of something that is less us, rather than just little tiny elements. So I hope that helps you think about your outfits in a new way. Last question today comes from Yuri, who says, after having my children, I seem to have wound up permanently in a pregnant shape during my 30s. This is quite common, particularly if your stomach muscles don't go back together. And I have a friend who had this issue where the stomach muscles just never go back. So you kind of end up with kind of like a permanent pregnant shape, which means that I keep getting asked some version of, when are you due? It makes interviewing very difficult because they assume I'll be pregnant. Or C, if I try and dress to camouflage my stomach, people seem to think I'm 10 years older than I actually am. Can you please recommend some clothing styles that would work for someone who's petite and creative, but in a business setting, that will let me look my age or younger? So when we're thinking about a tummy, so there's a few different things we can do. There's so many different ways, and I have got multiple blog posts. If you just type the word tummy into the search bar on my blog, you will find multiple posts about how to flatter a protruding stomach. So do go have a look there because you'll see what in images what I am talking about here. So things that are really easy to do is wear a darker colour in the middle. So wear a column of colour, so darker in the middle, and then wear some sort of lighter jacket, cardigan, outer layer on the outside that's lighter or brighter in colour. What this does is that darker layer recedes, and it should be reasonably fitted. It doesn't have to be, you know, baggy or saggy, because often it's the baggy and saggy that makes us look older, but it can be reasonably fitted. But what happens is when we've got that darker layer on the inside, particularly when we've got that column of colour, so we're not putting any horizontal line across our tummy area, so we're not drawing attention to it, we're not making it like a feature, and then we put the lighter, brighter, more interesting outer layer on, you'll have some vertical details that go through your torso, which is a slimming effect, plus if they are kind of closing in, we're having a narrowing slimming effect. And then what that actually does is makes the tummy recede. What we notice is the jacket. So that is a really good way. And I can tell you when I was pregnant with my son and I was like really quite large and I was, this is, you know, 19 something years, 20 years ago, I was looking for a job and I'd come back from overseas and I just wanted temporary work, but I knew being pregnant was going to be harder to find something. I remember going for interviews wearing a black skirt and top and then wearing a blue jacket over the top. And what was amazing is I would actually say like, I need to tell you that I'm pregnant. And people saying, I didn't even realise. And that's when I really figured out that, wow, this makes a huge difference when we don't see. Like that is that kind of that dark colour and that column of colour was really receding. So my tummy wasn't what we noticed. Also think about putting decent size, like put a little bit more of a statement necklace on. What we want to do, remember, is illusion. We've got the illusion of the dark colour, which is more receding. We've got the light colour, which is more advancing. That's, you know, with the verticals, which is elongating, and then provide a distraction. So putting a necklace on, put a scarf on, put something on, you know, big feature earrings that draws attention up to your portrait area. So we're not actually going to look at your tummy. So think about keeping your tummy area really free and boring of detail or interest and draw attention up to your face. You can also find that busy patterns are another great way to make tummies kind of disappear a bit. And this is because the eye just goes, oh, I can't be bothered. There's nothing there to focus on and I can't be bothered and it's really kind of busy. And so that also can be really good to look at. And I do have a whole blog post on finding flattering, like, you know, they're kind of the right sort of patterns to make your tummy disappear. So that is another option. Looking at things that have a little bit of drape, like say today, the top I have on has an inner layer that's more fitted and an outer layer that's a little bit loose. So it's not clinging to my tummy. But it's also not making me look larger than I am. And so therefore things that have that little bit of drape that aren't too tight, they can also be good. I mean, you know, a bit of strategic ruching can be great. Just avoid anything that is belted or anything that's really drawing attention to your tummy. Think about keeping your tummy plain and free of detail. Look for any sort of vertical line. So jackets and things and cardigans over the top. I mean, if you like something a bit creative, look for some diagonals. Look for some interesting construction. That will not look old lady. All it does is also kind of, it's like the eye is drawn to that rather than your tummy. So keep what is over your tummy, you know, either a busy pattern that we can't look at or kind of darker and plain and free of detail, and then put the interest in detail. Make sure you've got that portrait area with the interest in detail, and that is going to help you draw attention up to your face. But things like jackets and stuff can be really great ways. And of course, there's things like shapewear if you want to wait, you know, wear those sorts of things. But I know it's not for everybody, but that certainly does make a difference if it's something that bothers you as well. And there are certain sort of top shapes and things that can be good. Depends though if they're in fashion about whether or not you can find them. And that is always something, of course, we're always limited by what is in fashion and what we can find at any one time. But some strategic draping of fabric can be very good. And at the moment, you know, there's a lot of blouses and things like that. They're out, you know, you can have the kind of loose blouse, that sort of look with the skinny bottom. There's a lot of that around in fashion. That is going to be a little bit, you know, distracting. And then of course, jackets. So just think about getting some jackets in modern styles that you love, maybe a bit of creative, put that jewelry on, and that's just going to help to distract from your tummy. So I hope those tips work for you. Do check out all the blog posts. Seriously, type tummy in on the blog in the search bar, and you will find loads and loads of, you know, tips and advice and images there to help you figure out what you are looking for. But yes, if you're petite, just don't overdo it with too much volume or at once and, you know, like too large a pattern. So we're thinking about small, busy patterns, not large ones, so that you wear them rather than them wearing you. So thank you so much for your questions, and I really appreciate you watching as well. And I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.